Assalamu alaikum. Considering history of religion, especially of Islam, what measure Ahmadiyyat has taken to keep continuing the institution of Khilafat as a stable and keep it going on further?
What measures have been taken?
Yes, please.
I mean, they are already there before you.
No, how we will know whether it's going to be continued in future or not?
Hazrat Masih Maud has been given this glad tidings by Allah that his Khilafat would continue till the day of, well, doomsday is what has been promised him. Qudrat Thaniya would come and stay forever. And that was exactly like it happened in vis-à-vis Hazrat Masih alayhi salatu wasalam, first Messiah. His Khilafat is continuing still, and it will continue to remain so. Whether it has lost its quality or not, this is not the issue. But Khilafat itself would continue. What has been told to Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam is that Khilafat is Saliha would remain for 1,000 years. And he has been declared as Mujaddid of 1,000 years. So with that guarantee you don't have to bother much about it. As far as the day-to-day problems are concerned, whoever is the Khalifa of the time, he can effectively deal with them and see to it that no threat is created to any effect. And whenever a threat of any sort begins to raise its head, either covertly or overtly, it's very effectively dealt with the grace of Allah. Is that what you had in mind or something else? Perhaps you couldn't make yourself clear because
no,
I can see on your face question is still hanging over your eyebrow.
No, my question. Yes. About my question I am quite clear. But what I see in other religions, say in Christianity, to stabilize, they have introduced various, offices for bishops, and then archbishops, then cardinals.
They don't stabilize Pope or the papacy.
No, as they
hang on papacy. They don't stabilize it.
No, as the Christianity, as it is spreading, so they are organizing to subdivisions of those local areas to be organized by cardinals.
Haven't you seen Jamaat Ahmadiyya organized into thousands of chapters by now? And it's very much more solidly organized body than any other similar or even dissimilar body in the world. This you can claim without fear of contradiction. Whether it is a religious body or irreligious body or irreligious body, whatever you may compare Ahmadiyyat with, there is absolutely no comparison in matter of organization. Each small branch, each branch, whether it is small or big, is organized in the form of chapters, and in that we have also established the democratic system of election, of office bearers, etc. And a supervision system is also superimposed on this basic structure. So that if democracy tends to go wrong, then the superimposed system of keeping watch over it as representatives of Khalifa's eyes sees to it that before the damage is done, the culprits are removed. So it is the healthiest form of democracy which is working in the world, and in fact the only democracy which can be declared as pure democracy, an honest democracy, without any factions, without any personal ends or gains to achieve. So show me any other body in the world which has such pure form of democracy in practice. There is no falsehood who is involved, no false propaganda is either permitted or carried out to gain votes. A person who is elected even doesn't propose his name. Most often than not, he tries to keep away from such responsibilities, to shun the responsibilities. But when imposed, then he goes forward like a brave man and carries them. So, Khilafat is the ideal combination of the democratic ideology with the ideology of representatives or resurgents of Allah who keep guard over the working or healthy working of the system. So it's most beautifully fused together system. And yet you are wondering whether it has come into being or not.
Because of the previous experience in history of Islam.
No such thing is found there of this nature anywhere in the world. This is unique. You know, this is why Hazrat Muslim Maud was, even before his birth, declared to be a great Muslim Maud. These are the things which he has achieved, fantastic things, which have no parallel in history or in the present times. An organization like the organization of Jamaat Ahmadiyya is unparalleled. Nowhere in the world, at any time you can find such beautifully well-poised organization and so well looked after in detail. You know, right at the lowest rung, we have an observing eye. Anything happens in the remotest regions of Nigeria comes to my notice. And before any mischief can develop, we take effective remedial measures. And yet the whole system is running on this basis of cooperation without any coercion, without any imposition which pinches or hurts. Just through a mutual understanding and perfect, coordination between those who are at lower rung and those who are at a higher rung of authority, things are so fluently and most,
smoothly.
Well lubricated, in a well lubricated manner, are flowing and working that you don't hear any noise. You don't see any ripples. You know, the ideal organization is the one where there is no noise. The greater the friction is, the greater the noise would be created, the greater the heat generation and panic and, hurry, running to and fro and this and that. So this has always been my ideal of organization. Wherever I have worked, in whatever capacity, I have always tried to achieve this, that you set a system and put it into such quiet working that after that you just retreat into nothingness. You don't seem to be involved so fanatically and vehemently in everything, but you remain in touch with everything quietly. If a langar khana, ideal langar khana, is to be observed during langar khana, jalsa salana, the same criterion would apply there. During the best time of our langar khana, when things were moving most efficiently, everything seemed to be settled and quiet and set. No hurrying to and fro, no noise. Everything was going automatically as if there was no energy involved, while greatest energy was involved. You know, when the car engine is idling and revving, then you see how much noise it makes. When it's put into gear, it's using much more energy, yet it becomes quiet and smooth and burring. So that also goes with the organization. Now imagine the whole world organization of Jamaat Ahmadiyya is working so quietly, silently, without making a noise, but those who are working, who are operating it, they know the thrill of power within, below. Everything is throbbing with power in Jamaat Ahmadiyya. But it's quiet and perfect working in perfect coordination. So this is why you missed it, you know. This is the beauty of the system.
Thank you.
You don't take note of it, what's happening. I generally tell people who are not involved in zamindara, that is agriculture directly, that anybody, any citizen of big cities or towns who has no personal knowledge of how agriculture is done, if he goes to a farm, passes by, he thinks that everything is, you know, running automatically, no labor is involved, and quietly things are going on. There is such quiet in the fields. And what actually happens is that the farmer is one of the busiest men in the country. Hardly can he find time to look into his personal affairs. Even so that it is said that during October season, some farmer lost his mother, the mother died, and he shoved his mother into some podola, they call it. You know, a podola is the thing where you also keep wheat and things, you know, corn, etc. And other articles which may be required later on, you keep on shoving them in the podola. So he shoved his mother in the podola because he had no time to bury her. After he was relieved of that pressure of work, then he could attend later on. I mean, this is just to illustrate how busy a farmer is. He rises up early, in the middle of the night in fact, very close to the middle of the night, and goes to the farm quietly with his plow and buffaloes, and all you hear is ta-ta-ta and this slight noise, which is lost in the general hubbub of the whole world at that time. And nobody notices that when he is plowing, when he is moving things from one place to another, a lot of labor is involved, and a lot of organization is required, and a lot of attention is to be paid every minute to the farming, to what is happening here, what is required there. Even watering of the field requires so much responsibility, so much attention, and so much labor is put into it. But everything seems to be so quiet, moving around, you know, along in perfect order, that you think things are moving automatically. This is how Allah's nature is working. The whole phenomenon of growth, vegetation, animal reproduction is taking place quietly. You don't take notice. The universe is revolving and everything is moving on, and immense things are going on before your observation, which you don't take note of. This is what it means when the Holy Quran says, "Summa stawa al-arsh." Once he organized the whole universe, then he retrieved onto his throne of supervision, overall supervision, and as if he was resting over there. So the best organizer is one who moves things, puts things into motion, into proper motion, into a coordinated motion, and when everything is involved in his own respective tasks, then he can have time to sit aloof and watch from the above what is happening around, and only then he can look after everything, otherwise not. So this is the lesson which Allah has given us in perfect organization. And with the grace of Allah, as I said, Jamaat Ahmadiyya is the only world organization which is built on the pattern of nature. And this is why it is so quiet.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for asking this question, because otherwise the subject might not have been discussed at all by us, because nobody took notice. Yes.
One more.
Yes, please.
I have been in close contact with this Christian missions in East Africa.
Yes.
And they have been trying their best to stabilize their, to establish sub-missions and small missions in small vicinities of Tanzania by establishing local bishops or
branches.
Yes, branches.
Yes.
And they had a direct contact with the head office all the times. It means just like a tree, which is a even the smallest branch is in contact with the stem.
Yes,
it does not dry.
Yes.
If it leaves the contact with the stem, then it goes.
It will die out.
Die out.
Yes.
But this is what I wanted to know: what measures we are taking to stabilize our further institution of Khilafat, that even at the periphery
of
the.
Naturally, it is evolving automatically. More you grow, the more branches are automatically taking shape and organization is added upon. Like life, you know, being a doctor, how the life grows. Child is born of a different size, and when he grows into an old ripe man, his the whole body, everything is grown out of all proportion to what he was born with. So when he grows accordingly, his internal requirements and channels of blood vessels and nervous system and every other thing also grows along. So only there is an inherent quality and a coded message within that everything must develop according to an organization and according to a set planned system. But that planning is not obvious. It is dormant. It is as an inherent nature of the thing. When that requirement arises, then automatically that planning, that inherent planning goes into operation. So something very similar is happening in Jamaat Ahmadiyya. Wherever we grow a need, the solution for that need also grows along. And the system sees to it that it is done properly. Of course, there can be miscarriage everywhere in the world, like in the body, pathological diseases and defects are found everywhere, but in a very minor number of cases as compared to the whole number. So I don't say that Jamaat Ahmadiyya is perfect in this regard, that there are no exceptions. Of course, minor accidents do take place. Some flaws are left here and there, some loopholes are found in some other places. But as compared to the whole system, this can be, described as the system of life. So what Allah has provided us is with Nizam-e-Khilafat, which in itself is the coded message, how you should do things and how you should go about for the future needs and everything. So that is working all right with the grace of Allah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.